Over the next 6 weeks, we have a busy period here in the Letterkenny area. The first of a three-race series getting underway tomorrow with the New Mills 10K. Then there's the Danny McDade 15K. That's on Sunday, July the 30th. And then on the 27th of August, which is also a Sunday, the Donegal Half Marathon. Well, Herbie McDade, race director for those races, in studio with us this afternoon on Saturday Sport to look forward to them. And first of all, Herbie, you know, it's a busy period, and the way that these races have been structured, it fits in, I suppose, to a bigger picture, particularly when you look a little bit further down the road, people who will be taking part in the Dublin Marathon. This is all just slotting together very nicely.
Absolutely, Chris. And over the years, we have sort of designed it that way. We've tried to give at least 2 to 3 weeks between each one, so people can build up from 10K to 15K to half marathon, as you say. And then, you know, that fits in their plans then for going for Dublin in October or any other international marathon for that matter.
So let's look at the first of them, the New Mills 10K, a well-established event. I suppose you could call it an undulating course. Interesting to note, the Rathmullen 5K was on last night, and after COVID last year, certainly a lot of the races, the numbers just were not there compared with pre-COVID, but it looks as if they're building again.
They are indeed, Chris. I've noticed that myself now, even races throughout Ireland. They all suffered, obviously, of COVID, and they suffered for a year or two to get back to where they were again. But I think numbers now are starting to get to the levels that they were pre-COVID, so we're delighted to see that happening.
Now, the New Mills 10K, it's an event, part of the Grand Prix series. Yeah.
Well, the Grand Prix per se is over now, but they are still the race fixtures, so it's part of the Donegal race fixtures, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it's an event that attracts clubs from throughout the county, and it's always been very popular.
It has been very popular because it is the distance. There's a lot of 5Ks, so people don't get the opportunity to run 10K that often. So they usually come out and support it whenever they do get. And especially this one is a fairly good course. You're saying undulating. For the first half, there is a few climbs in it, nothing major. But from the halfway point, from about 3 miles back, the road is very good surface, flat road, and good running all the way home.
And the finish at the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny. And over the years, we've seen all sorts of different climates, people coming over in very hot conditions, but tomorrow it could be on the cooler side.
Yeah, I remember last year, actually, we had the heat wave and people were suffering from that, and we had to get extra water station set up. And tomorrow, I think, is going to be a little bit kinder. I think the forecast is for some light showers, which will be welcome compared to last night in Rathmullen. So I think the conditions will be more favourable for the runners tomorrow.
Now, it has a 10:30 start. The Aura Leisure Centre is headquarters for the race. Now, for anybody who hasn't signed up online, can they still do so tomorrow morning?
They can. And in fact, the online entry is open until 9 p.m. tonight. So we would encourage everybody, if they're intending to run tomorrow, to enter online. It really helps with administration. It means there's no sort of extra queues in the morning. You just rock up and get your race number and your chip. So it helps every way to be registered pre-event.
Now, looking a couple of weeks ahead, Sunday, July the 30th, again a 10:30 start. Aura, once again, the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny being the base for the Danny McDade 15K event. And I suppose, Herbie, you know, one of the reasons why this is so popular is that the 15K distance is somewhat unusual.
It's very unusual. It's probably more popular in some other European countries. But here in Ireland or in the UK, there'd be very few of them. It's usually a 10-mile race you get more so than a 15K is obviously 9.3. But we went with that one to be different. And again, just be that little bit under 10 that anybody is going to be tackling a half marathon or marathon, they mightn't want to do the full 10-mile distance.
And it's a similar course to New Mills with basically an extra little loop added on.
It is indeed, and I suppose all those three races follow a same route with little bits added on to make up the different distances. Yeah. So yeah, the 15K heads out to Rockhill, New Mills Road again, and adding in the Rashiduk part of it. And once again, from the halfway turning point from 5 mile to go, again, it's a lovely run in. Flat road, good surface, and, you know, it's argues well because you've all the work done the first half and you can really let fly then for the second half.
And again, you can enter online for this?
Yeah, the early next week, the online will be opened and we'll run that right up until the Saturday pre the event. But for both these races, you'll be able to enter in the morning of the event as well.
Yeah. And as we've touched on there, you know, if you're looking forward to maybe doing the half marathon or the full marathon in Dublin, the New Mills 10K, then the Danny McDade 15K, it's stepping up all the time. So it all pieces in the jigsaw. The Donegal Half Marathon, August the 27th, 9:20 a.m. start. And when the event was started a few years back, Kirby, you know, it was a little bit of a new departure, but it's now got established and the Donegal Half Marathon now confirmed as a Donegal Athletics Board Championship event. So what exactly does that give in terms of added status?
It gives a little bit of added status because people now can become a Donegal Half Marathon champion. Prior to this, there was no championships over that particular distance. So it's an added bonus to the club runners, and they also can be part of the team in the winning team and call themselves then Donegal Half Marathon champions.
And it's no exaggeration to say that, you know, the half marathons have got more and more popular in recent years.
They have indeed. I think with a lot of Fit for Life and Run for Fun groups, they gradually went on from 5K to 10 and looking then to expand on that. And they, obviously the next one on the list would be trying to achieve half marathon and leading up to a full marathon.
And we've had some great competition in recent years, and the hope will be Marty Lynch from Milford AC and Ross's Helen McCready will both be there to defend their titles, and competition is always intense.
Yeah, exactly. There usually are some great runs. Marty Lynch, the winner last year, and Helen McCready. Both of them have sort of indicated that they'll be running again this year. So we're delighted with that, to have them back again.
And of course, we will have the overall winner gets the Desi Larkin Perpetual Shield. And the late Desi Larkin, who passed away back in 2019, you know, he was one of the driving forces behind it. And it's great to see this shield there to continue on and in memory of him.
Yeah, exactly. The committee had taken that decision to, you know, have something in the memory of Desi. As you say, it was actually Desi's idea along with Paddy Hannigan originally, looking more so at a marathon. And we knew numbers in Donegal, we needed a half marathon to go with it. And now it has become the half marathon more so. And we're delighted too to have Mary, Desi's wife, on board on the committee. And it's great to keep Desi's name alive with the event.
Absolutely. Now, all these events take a lot of organising and sponsorship is key. Once again, the Kernan's Retail Group have come on board and, you know, they've really been great with their backing. You also have the technical T-shirt and the special medal. And, you know, all these things complement each other.
They do indeed. And as you say, Kernan's now have been with us for a number of years. And they add great value, not only in their sponsorship, but in the actual, you know, they supply a lot of other items, and including the PR end of it, which is great for us. Most people expect now to get a medal and technical T-shirt with a half marathon. It's par for the course of it. And we've went with the Wild Atlantic Way theme for the last number of years. And this year will be the image of Malin Head. We're going with that theme again.
Yeah. And the route has been tinkered with a little bit in the last year or so.
Yeah, nearly from the beginning we've made slight changes. And this year, like last year, was the first year of the major change. So we have the first 4 mile now, rather than have any hills in it, is quite flat. And then you do head out the Rock Hill Road, which is a little bit undulating. And again, you have the last 5 mile of that, which is flat and good running.
I'm speaking with Herbie McDade, the race director for the Donegal Half Marathon, Sunday, August the 27th at 9:20 a.m. And last year, Herbie, you had great success. You had the children's races on the morning of the half marathon, and that really went down very well.
It did. It was great to have that as part of it, because a lot of family and their kids and that come out to watch the half marathon. So we put on a little bit of entertainment for them while the half marathon is on. So the kids do a 1K run, and it's the last 1K off the route of the marathon. And they come back in underneath the finish line, onto the track and underneath the finish line. And the kids seem to really enjoy that. And that has been growing actually over the last number of years.
Yeah, it's become a real family orientated event. And then, of course, they all stay on and look what's happening later in the day.
They'll be there at the beginning to support. And so they get them to stay on and enjoy the day.
And it's great to see you've had a lot of support. We've mentioned Kernan's, but also from the likes of the Sports Partnership and the County Council and other organisations there.
Yeah, again, Desi at the beginning wanted to make it the People's Marathon and try and involve as many groups as possible in the organisation of it. So we do have the Donegal Sports Partnership, the County Council, Letterkenny CDP, who come along on the day and do face painting and other activities. And then we team up with the Donegal Volunteer Centre, you know, who do great recruitment for us, because it takes somewhere in the region of 70, 80 volunteers for the whole lot. And we're delighted in the last number of years for Fáilte Ireland to come on board and really promote it in other countries, and especially in the likes of England, Scotland, Wales, which we've got quite a number of runners from. So we're delighted with that. And Optum, and they nearly again from the beginning, were very anxious to support the volunteers. So they would support whatever T-shirts and food packs and that we need for the volunteers. So we're delighted to have them on board. And in recent times, we have Century Cinemas that have supported the kids' event, which is very apt for them. And we have the likes of Watson Hire supply our barriers and toilets and so on like that, all that sort of facilities.
And you mentioned Fáilte Ireland and the half marathon. There's been people from abroad, and people have come back from other countries. Some people have come here and they hadn't been to the county before. Very positive experience, and that helps to grow the event.
It does indeed, and if they talk about it when they go back again, and other people will come to support it as well.
So finally, just to wrap up, so we've the New Mills 10K, that's on tomorrow, the Danny McDade 15K on Sunday, July the 30th, the Donegal Half Marathon on Sunday, August the 27th, and if people want more information, it's online, it's on Facebook. There's a number of ways you can find out.
There is the Letterkenny website, Letterkenny AC website, there's all the details, and the different Facebook pages will cover everything.